In the early 1930s, when I was studying at Harvard University, New York City was the glamorous, sophisticated, glittering, romantic metropolis, the place where things were happening. Anyone trapped in the provinces with artistic or theatrical ambitions or deviant tastes was inexorably drawn to New York. Greenwich Village at that time, that remote epoch, was peopled by real artists and bohemians. Rents were low, restaurants were cheap. I used to drive down for weekends of drinking in the 52nd Street speakeasies, visiting nightclubs in Harlem, and eating in the village. All that has now changed. The artists moved out, tourists poured in, rents went up and up and up. New York City is no longer the place. People are moving out to Boulder, Santa Fe, Berkeley, Santa Cruz. Only the surface remains like a vast toy house peopled by living dolls. And Walker catches a shifting, intricate surface, the interplay of color and composition, deep velvet reds, electric blues, flashes, flashing greens and yellows. There's an exercise I suggest to my students, and I call them color walks. You walk down a New York street and pick out all the reds. That is, you just look for reds. Then you shift blue to yellow to green, always just picking out one color and concentrating your attention on that. Here you are on blue. No blue in sight, but a car is coming from behind. Yes, it's blue. Or you're running out of yellows and a cab flashes into view. Right on cue. Click, click, click. The moment when inner reality intersects with outer reality, caught by the camera, that is the moment when Walker takes his pictures. Okay, now that's some additional material.
That was great.